welcome to Soul Sisters with me, Georgie Crawford.
And me, Claire Solon.
This is the podcast that guarantees plenty of aha moments and lovely white smiles thanks to our favourite toothpaste, Colgate Max White Ultra. We love partnering with Colgate Max White Ultra because we've seen the results and it really does whiten your teeth in just 3 days. Just ask the Soul Sisters. Colgate Max White Ultra is available in Dunn's, Tesco, Super Value, and it's currently half price in Dunn's until the 5th of January.
Now this season we're putting Colgate Max White Ultra directly into the hands of the Soul Sisters. And Georgie, I think you have a message for one of our Soul Sisters, yeah?
Yes, I sent some Colgate out to Leanne in Lusk and her review is in.
Hi Georgie, I just wanted to send you a message to say thank you for introducing me to Colgate Max White Ultra. I have since cancelled my teeth whitening appointment before Christmas because there is no need after using that toothpaste. So the pennies collected from that are going straight into the pot for the New York Half Marathon meet was in March.
Oh my God!
So thanks again.
Oh my God, I didn't know she was coming to New York. Thank you so much, Leanne. Wow, New York. Not going to know what's hit us with those white smiles coming over on that flight. But thank you so much, Leanne. Happy Christmas. Glad you're able to save yourself a few bob. And as we said, Colgate Max White Ultra is half price in Dunn's until the 5th of January. Welcome along, Soul Sisters. Thank you for joining us today. Do you know what? I was just on the phone to my mum a few minutes ago and she was on her way to meet the girls for her Christmas lunch. She was going to Jazz Day in Cafe Ensen.
Oh, shivy.
Just so fab, right? Mm. And I said to her, I said, don't forget to take a photo on your way out the door. And this has just popped up on my phone. Thanks for the reminder to take a photo. And there she is standing on her doorstep looking so healthy and glowing and gorgeous. And I think we all need a reminder sometimes, don't we, to just pause, take the video, take the photo before you head into the rest of your day.
Sorry, no, that's gas. I've had some lovely light here today as well. And I have been also taking selfies.
Have you?
Yeah.
Wow. No window cleaners hanging out of your building today?
No, still have scaffolding up, sadly, ruining me vista. But I have... The light has been stunning all day and it's been a while since I bought myself flowers and I had a friend staying in the last couple of nights. So I was like, I'm just going to make a little bit of an effort. I bought tulips and I have a yellow and red bouquet in a little white jug in the middle of my table. Good Lord, the difference it makes.
Isn't it interesting that you bought flowers because someone was staying? Is 100%. That the reason?
I wanted her to think that this was the kind of person that I am.
Who is this person that stayed with you?
So this is Lisa Tully. Lisa Tully is the animal communicator I mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
And she loves to dance. She is like mad into going to like Afro house and stuff, parties in East London. So she was coming over to do that and she really tried to sell it to me this weekend. And I said, no, no, Lisa, how about I stay here and you go to your Afrobeat night? She did. And guess what happened to me? I was woken up at probably 3 o'clock in the morning by this.
What?
Now, that is a car alarm that I Googled, but that was the car alarm that was going off for no less than 3 hours, about 100 metres from my home.
Wow. So has this anything to do with the Afrobeats night?
Well, I should have just gone to Afrobeats and danced my heart out because I was awake most of the night.
Come here. I was just saying there, you know, the way you're like standing in your light, taking selfies, you've got a beautiful scarf on today. You've got the flowers. I saved this amazing quote this week because it really spoke to me. A grateful heart is a magnet for constant magic. Is that stunning?
That is. And I would like to say that is exactly how I'm living at the moment. Like really remembering to enjoy the day, the hour, the activity.
It's so weird that you said that, because last like Monday or Tuesday, obviously we're all trying to kind of mind ourselves at the moment. It's heavy and dark at times. So on Monday, when I put the kids to bed, do you know what I did?
Tell me.
I lit a load of candles, because I was like, I do this on Saturdays. Why the freaking hell am I not doing it on a Monday?
Good thinking.
Yeah. So I are we like total grannies?
Yeah, but grannies with great smelling candles.
So speaking of grannies, first of all, Pia's granny, my mother-in-law, do you remember last week that I said I would have her apple crumble if it was my death row meal? She's coming for dinner today, and guess what she's bringing?
Two apple crumbles.
Apple crumbles. And I am literally, I feel like I manifested it. Okay, so speaking of this, you know, romanticizing your life, lighting the candles, like running the bath, wearing the scarf, taking the picture, you know, and I'm really inspired from you this season, because you were saying you're really present in the moment, like you are Claire Solon, whatever is going on in that moment, there you are. Mm-hmm. But I saved this on Instagram this week. It's from this acupuncture page, but it basically, the title was What My Chinese Grandmother Does Every Winter. And I was like, oh yes, perfect. I need to know this. So winter, this post says, was the season that my grandmother became a different person. By 9 p.m., she was already in bed, sometimes earlier if the sun set early. In the morning, she wouldn't wake until after sunrise. No alarms, no rushing. Tired during the day, she napped without guilt. She understood the core concept of Chinese medicine. Winter is the season of storage. This Chinese grandmother protects three parts of her body in the wintertime like they were sacred. Number one, her neck. She never left without a scarf. Claire Scarf Solon. Number two, she protected her waist where her kidneys live. She'd always layer shirts and keep her lower back warm. So even now when I'm going for out running, I tuck my t-shirts into my trousers really tight. You've got your hot water bottle there. And then finally, her feet, her body's foundation, wool socks constantly and a hot foot bath often. And what she does is she eats radishes in the winter, ginger in the summer. Radish cools the internal heat that builds from warming foods and heated homes, while ginger protects against summer's cold, air conditioning and ice drinks. Mm. So that's interesting, isn't it? Radish in the winter and ginger in the summer. And finally, her movement during the winter was gentle, tai chi and slow walks, nothing that made her sweat intensely. Winter is for storing, not spending.
That has happened to me. Do you remember asking me, did I change at all in the winter? And I said to you, no, I don't. Nothing changes.
Yeah.
That was, again, I may have said this already, but that was a complete lie for me. Everything has changed. I haven't gone to the gym since the beginning of October.
Mm.
And what I've been doing is gentle yoga in my lounge.
Nice. I know yoga for me is like torture chamber stuff.
Is it? Why?
Yeah. I prefer to be outside, even if it is a slow walk through a forest. It just... For me, that unlocks something in me. I just can't do the yoga. I just can't.
To play devil's advocate here, the fact that you can't bring yourself to yoga, I would say you need to do some yoga. Like on the other side of a yoga class or a sequence is probably what you're looking for.
Do you think so?
Yeah. So but I understand, again, you know, as a mum of small kiddos, busy, busy, busy household. It's probably unimaginable to get roll out a mat and do some yoga in your gaff. And also sometimes classes, yoga classes, depends, energetically can be funny. So I don't really know what to recommend, but I would, if you find yourself between now and Christmas, which I know is unlikely, perhaps January, if you find yourself with a bit, with the house to yourself, grab a yoga mat, go to Yoga with Adrian on YouTube and just close your eyes and pick a video.
Okay.
And and report back to us.
Right, I will. I will do that.
Because I'd just love to know what you're thinking. Like, you, if you could track your thoughts while you were doing it, like, I hate this.
Mm-hmm.
But the art of stretching, like I did it this morning, and interestingly enough, I went out in heels again this week, girls.
Wow.
I am changing my ways. But boy, oh boy, did my calves hurt. I've been having like shooting pains, but like irritation in my calf muscles for standing in heels for 6 hours in an event the other night. And so I was really in downward dog. Downward dog is an excellent, it's actually a resting pose, which is kind of mad because you're like hanging upside down. But it's great for your nervous system. And I was really stretching out my calves in it and breathing again, like just inhaling, exhaling, the most basic of poses. Felt great after it.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, maybe I need, do you know what it probably is? The answer is perhaps coming up for me. It would probably take, I suppose yoga makes you grateful to yourself. And sometimes I'm so grateful for everything around me and not to myself. I know we spoke about that maybe last season. But like, I'm so grateful going, oh my God, I'm so grateful for this person. I'm so grateful for this. I'm so grateful for that. But like, I don't know if I ever like go, I'm grateful for myself. And maybe that's what I'm avoiding.
Yeah. And it's a relationship with your body yoga. You know, it's that really steep and sacred place. Like every time, like you hear this a lot, but every time you're on that mat, it's a different experience because your mind is in a different place, your soul. But it's a place where you can really align with yourself and your body, and you can have that kind of conversation, that internal conversation with your body.
Do you know what? Like, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. I am, as a cancer survivor, very triggered by my own body.
Whoa. Say more.
So like, I don't, do I ever feel 100% safe in my own body? No.
That's what it is.
Like when I'm running, I feel empowered because it makes me feel like I'm healthy and alive and I'm breathing. I can feel my heartbeat. I'm proud of myself. But sitting like in my own skin, in my own body, like just mindfully, it is difficult for me.
Because somewhere in your history, your body betrayed you in a way. Mm. And your mind has held on to that. When you're running, it's, as you say, the machine, your body is powering you on and you're not concentrating. But where you're sitting and there's no distractions, that bleeds in.
Yeah. I feel like the colour blue is coming through in you today. You've got your blue books behind you. You've got your blue shirt on.
My throat chakra, it's the colour of blue is communication.
Right. How are you feeling these days?
Really good. I told you I was at a sisterly event lately, and one of the girls who runs sisterly, Jennifer, and I had a really good chat together, and she said to me, kind of after doing a little bit of teasing out of what's going on in my life and what's happening, she said to me, would you like to go on a date? And I'm like, my face lit up. I was like, all I want for Christmas is to go on a date. So she said, look, I have a friend of mine. I think you two would be good together. Like, would you be interested in meeting for a festive drink? And I said, yes, please. Like, absolutely give my number to him. So he has texted me and we're going to go for a Christmas drink.
Oh my God. Do you know what I was just thinking there? Like, you know, the way you were saying, obviously you're staying in London for Christmas by yourself and you just kind of cleared your path for Christmas. Imagine if, okay, I'm just getting carried away, but like imagine if you totally hit it off with this guy and you had Christmas dinner together.
I know. But this is, I honestly feel like the universe is working in my favor. Like it's guiding me on this journey. And the reason I wanted to tell you Soul Sisters about this, because A, obviously I'm going to share some good news, but for both single and attached soul sisters, here's what we can do for Christmas. So, my married friends and my friends in relationships often say to me, Claire, like, because I go around a lot saying that I'm single and I'd love to meet people, and I'm always looking for recommendations, hoping that somebody will set me up. And I understand that people in relationships are, like, if your partner or your brother's friends, like, you're full of trepidation because you're like, what if I send my friend on a date with somebody and it doesn't go well? Here's the thing. Single girls, particularly like me, who maybe have been long-term single, you do get out of the habit of it. So it doesn't, you know, you don't, those who are married, don't feel like you have to present our husbands or our future boyfriends to us. Mm. All we want is an opportunity to go out on a date. And probably that's what the guys want too. So I would encourage everyone to get together and work together this Christmas. If you have a single friend and you have a single man or woman who you think, hey, why don't I set them up on a date? Do it without expectation, because what it does is, and what it's done for me, it's given me so much confidence and so much belief that, you know, opportunities for romance are everywhere.
Yeah, because there's abundance there then.
Exactly. And it's a change of mindset now for me.
So come here, just tell us, remind us of the dream man.
Funny story, actually. My friend who was staying here, I gave her my bed and she was like, oh, just before you go, there's loads of letters here beside the bed. Do you want to take them? And there was about like 10 pages written front and back of, and she was like, is it letters? And I said, oh, that's my dream man. I put him under my pillow every night. So you know the way people say get specific? Boy, oh boy, have I got specific.
So 10 pages front and back of your dream man, and then you put it under your pillow every night?
Yeah, under the other pillow. So like his pillow, effectively.
Oh my God.
Wait a second. They're here. Hold on. Let me just get them.
Do you still have that chair, by the way?
No, God, the chair is well gone.
Did you just throw it off your balcony?
I probably did throw it off the balcony and leave it outside then, yeah. So here's the pages.
Right. What year did you write this all down?
I honestly think this was in maybe within the last year. And I often say to people to journal, but I do find journaling quite difficult myself. I kind of sometimes wonder what... You know, I think it's because I think I may have said this to you before, but I'm sort of scared that someone will find it and read it. And then I might. Also, by the way, in the same breath, I understand that I share most of my life on this podcast. But OK, let me just read some bits. I think we may have done this before. OK, so we have a long list of places we want to visit, and we surprise each other by booking time off and booking secret holidays for the other person.
I love this.
He travels business class and dresses up for his flight. He's got a great shoe game, loves trainers. Likes things but doesn't care about stuff. Loves a pint but rarely gets pissed.
Loves a pint but rarely gets pissed.
Loves a dip in the sea but is not as brave as me.
Oh, you don't want someone as brave as you in the sea?
I've got to have the edge. I think he's unlikely to be like Irish also. Let's see. He's careful. He's a careful driver. He's careful with things. He's careful with people's hearts and minds.
Wow.
Yeah. So like, so I haven't really done anything much about his physicality, but I've really like gone into detail. One of our first dates will be karaoke. Phil Collins karaoke.
So if anyone listening knows this type of guy.
Yes.
Do we have an age range?
Well, I suppose I'm going to be 45 in January. So you could look at 40 to 50, I suppose, really, couldn't you?
Mm.
But mentioning Phil Collins, Zoe Ball absolutely loves Phil Collins.
What?
And so I was listening to her podcast, Dig It. If you're a fan of her or Joe Wiley, it's definitely worth a listen. And the other day, Zoe was talking about Phil Collins because I think she was going to interview him. And Joe Wiley mentioned a Genesis track, Follow You, Follow Me.
Yeah.
Any Phil Collins fans out there, and I know there are plenty, have a listen to that. It's been on repeat since I heard it.
Looking back on 2025, and obviously it was is a year like that you had great kind of, would you say, like anticipation about, like you didn't really know what was coming. Like what's the big learning from this year for you?
I guess you're right. And thank you for that reminder. This time last year, I was full of trepidation because, well, on one hand, I believed that maybe my future was with Dish. And then on the other hand, maybe I was scared to think what was on the other side of redundancy. I would say it's fair that half of this year of 2025 was very difficult for me. And after the accident, that was such a reminder to stop and stop down and to rest. I worked part-time at the BBC with Zoe and I really just allowed myself to take the time I needed to come off the stress and the burnout and the sadness and to allow myself to evolve into the freelance version of myself. And when I got to India, my guru said to me, your energy is very good. He'd never, in 8 years, he's never said, when I've arrived to see him in India, your energy is good. And that is because I rested and I removed all of the distractions from my life. Now, a year later, how do I feel? So optimistic. And this is a good nudge for anybody. And I think you would endorse this too, George. There are so many people unhappy in their jobs. And it's very difficult, particularly as women, not to get pulled emotionally into what a job, an office, a career, colleagues are like in your day-to-day lives. Like, it's just hard to separate yourself from your job. As a freelancer or pursuing something perhaps that you're passionate about and you'd love to turn into a career, I can tell you now, I've got so much agency and so much confidence from going in to work for a company and knowing I'm only there for 10 days, 15 days. Because guess what? I can present as the best version of myself. They can see me as I want to be seen. Then I leave. Sadly, familiarity breeds contempt. And the longer you stay in a job and the more unhappy you are, that energy filters around, you know, and it makes life in those positions much more difficult. You got to know when to go.
And can I ask you then, like in the moments of uncertainty, how do you remain calm?
This is really interesting. So have you ever heard of Andrea Gibson?
No.
Andrea Gibson was an American poet and activist. If you're on Apple TV, watch Come See Me in the Good Light. She was a friend of Glennon Doyle's and Abby Wambach's, and they and Sarah Bareilles and a group of her friends made a documentary about the last year of her life. She said, and this is a quote from her, "For those of you who don't know, I lived much of my life with chronic panic attacks and anxiety. I was an extreme hypochondriac." And sadly, she died in the last year. But I wanted to bring this to you in the podcast today. And I think it answers your question. 5 counterintuitive mental health tips that helped her. So I found this on her Instagram. If you want to feel less anxiety and fear, stop trying to keep yourself safe. So stop. If you want to be happier, wholeheartedly welcome your grief.
Whoa.
If your life feels like it's lacking something or you're struggling to feel abundant, put your focus on what you have to give. I must say, in the last year since I've been helping out at Tooting Community Kitchen, that's given me the perspective I need when I've been down. If you're feeling out of control, stop trying to control things. Surrender. That was a big thing for me this year. Submit and surrender to where life is taking me. And finally, if you're feeling unloved, love, love, love.
Wow, they're so good. But also, like, definitely something that you need to write down and actually look at the words. So actually, will you send them to me and I'll put them in the show notes, those five things?
Yeah, and what I might do is, because she, you can see her speak, maybe we could put the link to the to her Instagram post and you could actually see her say it.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because Marianne Williamson did a live with Miriam Hussey this week. And Miriam said something like, I can't remember what Miriam said, but she was talking about like self-care and Marianne, and she said this for like the last number of years, we've gone too much in the kind of self-care direction. Oh, you poor thing. Oh, you need to mind yourself. Oh, you need to look after yourself. She was basically saying like, we're put on this earth to help each other. Mm. And self-care is helping other people. And so it made me see, actually, when I got sick and I was obviously very afraid, but helping other people helped me get through. Marianne was saying, like, we have to help other people. And, oh my God, it's so, like, this week I have been highly anxious and I would get, like, flare-ups of PTSD. And when I saw that live at Marianne, I was like, stop. Like, go do something for someone else. Go look after your kids. Go say something nice to Jamie. Like, stop. Like, I was so wrapped up in my own fears and insecurities and PTSD and anxiety. And that is okay, because it happens to us all. And it's okay to feel like that. And it was such a, like, are you following what I'm saying?
100%. Before I started at the Tooting Community Kitchen, which was, I think, February 2025, my journey began with asking for help. It is crucial to be able to get comfortable asking for help. It's such a connector, and it's something we've stopped doing, particularly as women, because you're like, I got this, I'm fine, I don't need help. But I started to ask for help more. Then I gained confidence knowing I had lots of help around me. And then I felt confident enough to go out and help others.
And so when you say asking for help, in what way?
So, for instance, you remember me calling my neighbour Antonio when my washing machine pipe burst.
Washing machine pipe burst today.
Did it?
Yeah.
What?
Well, like, there was just water gushing out of my washing machine today. What does it mean?
Spiritual. You know what? Want to know what that means spiritually?
What?
That is a release of emotions that you have been storing and holding on to, and now it's out. So that's, I was told by those who are wiser and more spiritual than I that was a really good sign, like a release.
Do you know what? When I'm in my insanity, like, something will happen, or, you know, something will land on me. Google it. Jamie.
What's the spiritual meaning of a rat? Quick.
Google it. Someone Google it. Oh, Jesus. But yeah, so helping other people. That Marianne Williamson live with Miriam is brilliant, because it challenges you to go deeper in every part of your life, you know? Because Marianne Williamson is a tough nut. I was shitting a brick interviewing her. Let's be honest.
If you think about it, had her cards gone right, or had the timing been right, she could have been running for president. Like, she's a big deal.
So such a big deal.
Hats off to you for doing that, by the way. So you're 2025. If you think about it, you spoke to her and get, like, what happened after it?
Yeah. I think. Yeah, you go.
Wasn't it? You were like
ziplining.
With Marianne Williamson. Like, that's magic.
Listen, we're always learning, and like, each year is such a learning curve, isn't it? Like, I'd find it hard to put this year into words. To be honest, I need to do some thinking about it.
Well, how about this? Will you and I give this some thought? And maybe, Soul Sisters, you do the same thing. Why don't we look at doing a bonus episode on Christmas Day of the learnings and the lessons and the highlights of 2025?
Yes, good idea. Do you know what? We could put that out on Christmas Day. Did you just say that?
I absolutely did. Huge thanks to Colgate for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Did you know, unlike regular whitening toothpastes that only remove surface stains, Colgate Max White Ultra also removes set stains deeply embedded in the enamel over time. And it deeply whitens your teeth in just 3 days when it's used continuously twice a day. Most importantly, it's the number one brand recommended and trusted by dentists. It's backed by science and dental professionals. And for us, we love it because it actually works. Now, reasons to smile. G, over to you. What's happening this week?
Talk about the universe aligning, okay? So we got the date to go to Colgate. Some of my family are going to be in London on the day that I'm in London. And so that evening, after our meeting with Colgate, I'm going to see ABBA Voyage.
That show has gotten 5-star reviews everywhere.
Yeah. So me, my mum, Du, Sam and Sophie are over there. We're going to go and see the ABBA holograms, basically.
Yes.
So anyway, that's what I'm going to be doing in London. And I just, it made me smile so much because not only are the Colgate girls, Bella and everyone, going to get to see our white teeth in real life. And we're going to get to see their white teeth in real life. We're going to have an amazing meeting. Then I get to get on a train with you back into the city, go hang out at the ABBA show. And it's just made me smile because I'm going to be wearing sequences. I'm going to be celebrating life. And I'm so excited for it.
That is such a good reason to smile.
To recommend now, and something important to recommend this week. It was a podcast that I kept pausing and rewinding a bit because I was so afraid that I wasn't listening carefully enough or I was missing something, so I had to keep going back. So I was in the middle of something on Friday listening to it. Louise McSharry's podcast, it's called Catch Up with Louise McSharry. So I'm sure lots of people know Louise McSharry. If you don't know Louise McSharry, she is a radio legend, worked in RTE for years, went out, did her own podcast. I've had her as a guest on The Good Glow. She's an incredible person. And this Friday, she released an episode of her podcast and she announced that she has ended her marriage to her lovely husband, Gordon. She has bought a new place for herself for the next chapter of her life, and she has come out as a gay woman.
Wow.
Now, you didn't know this, Claire, until we logged on this afternoon.
I did not know that, and I am absolutely overcome with admiration for her.
Get this podcast into your ears, guys. It is, do you know what this podcast is? That what I would say this podcast is, it's a love letter to Louise McSharry's family. It is so stunning. Everything that she's had to deal with. She talks about, you know, realizing that she was gay, the impact that she knew it was going to have on her kids, on her lovely husband who she adores, who's her best friend. She spoke about the decision. She spoke about, first of all, how she told him and how, you know, she came home from a therapy session. She wasn't going to say it. She'd planned to tell him that weekend. And he looked at her and it just came out. She has spoken about how she was so happy in her life that she could have just stayed the way she was for the sake of Gordon, for the sake of the kids. You know, she was happy enough. But she spoke about how that he deserves more, that he deserves to be in a completely fulfilling relationship with somebody who I'm sure absolutely adores and loves him. So it's such an interesting podcast because this has been going on with Louise for a number of years and they've been dealing with this behind the scenes. But she's spoken it about telling her kids, right? And she sat her two boys down and later that day they were going out to play in the on the green or whatever in front of their house. And she said, look, there's no secrets. You know, you can speak to your friends about this. Like, they didn't want to hide it. So 10 minutes later, there was a knock on the door for her other son who hadn't gone out from his friend, who is a girl. And she knocks on the door and he comes down and she goes, is your mum gay? She's like, her youngest son was out 10 minutes. And there was people knocking on her door. And then the little one came back and he said, well, like, mum, because he obviously went out, kind of ran it by his friends. And goes, but mum, if you're gay, who are you gay with? And she said it would have been easier probably if she had have left him for love. Yeah. But she's leaving him, like, she's not in a relationship. She didn't leave her husband for another woman. There was no affair. It was literally her truth blew up her life. Mm-hmm. And it is just incredible listening, and it reminded me so much of Glennon Doyle. Yeah. And her book Untamed. Yeah. And she spoke about leaving her marriage with a man and then eventually meeting Abby Wambach, who's her soulmate, and they have the podcast obviously that's everyone loves. But it's going to be interesting what happens next for Louise McSherry. And she said also something that I've recognized in Louise is that she looks different. She's carrying herself different. There's something different in her. And I think that when we finally allow ourselves to be our true selves, that we actually, our physical, how we look and how we present ourselves into the world is different, and how we make other people feel is different.
100%. Radical honesty sets you free.
So yeah, Louise McSherry, what a podcast episode. I'd recommend everyone go and listen to it. She's been interviewed by one of her friends and it's so beautiful and it's full of respect and love. And like I said, it's a love letter to her family. And I know that her kids will, and her grandchildren will listen to it one day and think, wow, how lucky are we to have these recordings that, you know, these epic moments, these epic milestones, like the episode Jamie and I did with when Tali was born in Tbilisi, like these things on file forever. So yeah, that's my recommends this week. Probably, I would say, my best recommends of the season.
I think you're right. And actually, I think we should all just go and listen to that podcast. I'd also like to say I've known Gordon for a long time. I've known him since we worked together in RTE back in 2008, 2010, and he is a legend. He is an absolute legend. And, you know, I'm wishing him all of the love and the happiness, as you say, ahead, you know, and yeah, that he and Louise continue together, standing shoulder to shoulder to raise those boys, because, wow, what a life.
Isn't that just amazing, though? We are as people stronger together. Mm-hmm. And not all marriages, divorces, separations can have that happy ending. But my God, when that is accessible to you, like, hang on to that for dear life. It's like, you know, your man, Chris Martin and Gwyneth and the conscious uncoupling. Like, what a gift to your family if you can do it that way.
Well, that's the thing. And I think sometimes we talk a lot on this podcast about the damage of assumptions. And when we're with people for a long time, be they family members or partners, we assume how they are going to digest news. We assume the worst. It's going to be the worst case scenario. Everything's going to go badly. But radical honesty, there's nowhere to hide. When you are radically honest with somebody, they have to sit there and accept it. They may walk out, they may put the phone down, but that truth will set you free and set them free.
Yeah, and actually be radically honest before you do something to hurt that person.
Exactly, because we always think, oh, you hear that so often, I just didn't want to hurt you. And then what you do is you end up hurting them doubly.
Yes.
You know, because you go off and hide and keep secrets and you know, do things you shouldn't. So be honest, you know, for the last couple of weeks of 2025, if there's something you need to get off your chest, be inspired by Louise and do it.
Amazing. What's your recommends?
Do you know what? I haven't listened to that episode yet, but I'm going straight to it now to hear that conversation. So let's all do that. That's my recommends also.
Fabulous, Claire.
So that's it for this week, our penultimate episode of Soul Sisters, though we have told you and teased a bonus episode on Christmas Day, which we will do for you as well. Before we go, we would like to dedicate this episode of Soul Sisters to somebody really special.
Yes, I'm sure so many of you are so devastated to hear the news about Jamie Gill, a former colleague of Claire and I's in 98FM. But Jamie was so much more than that. He was the happiest person that you could ever meet. Somebody who made everyone around him feel so comfortable and loved and seen. What I remember most about Jamie is how happy he was and how much he loved his gorgeous family and how much he idolised Niamh and always let Niamh shine. Jamie came to New York with us to run the New York Half Marathon with Niamh, and everywhere they went, they just beamed. Just one thing that struck me this week when thinking about Jamie was Jamie created Swim Club with his brother Dan. And I was looking out my window this week thinking about Jamie, and I was like, I really need to get into the sea. And then what struck me was what he and Dan created for other people through their business, the moments that they gave people who, when they got out of the sea, they didn't have to rush off anywhere. They got to be in their warm, dry robes and have these moments that they created with people that they remember for the rest of their lives. And that's because of Jamie Gill. He gave that gift to people. Yeah, we'll never forget him.